Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now.
Celebrating Valentine's Day here at Rosie on the House. Celebrating the year 1955. This is Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Name of the song?
Diamond Ring?
This Diamond Ring.
Ah.
Number one on the Billboard this week in 1955, the birth year of Sanderson Ford, where we're broadcasting live, and we're serving 100 pounds of boiled crawfish. The first pot is up and out. We've got a tent outside. We've got tables not filled up. There's room for some more people, and we've got lots more crawfish coming out later. So get on down here. You can register to win a dynamite little backpack that includes some great electronic gear inside of it, a Garmin GPS system.
One of the Go Solars, which is how you would charge your electronics while you're out in the wilderness, so you never have to worry about running out of batteries if you're reliant on a GPS for navigation. Or
a cell phone, be able to dial out. We've got the mugs, Sanderson Ford coffee mugs, and we've got what is that material that those canteens are made out of, those drinking bottles?
It is, of course you would have to ask me that. I have it. We have so much. I needed one press release of everything today, but it would be like opening the Dead Sea Scrolls with everything we got. It's some poly, super durable, looks like stainless steel, dishwasher safe, but it's a poly.
And I like the fact that it's wide mouth so that you can actually get in there and clean it. Some of those things that you buy anymore are so narrow, you can't even get in there and clean them. So
well,
I really like
that one.
It's wide mouth,
but it also does have its little spigot.
Dispenser straw. So there you go. Well, the other thing we're giving away is subscriptions to Arizona Highways Magazine. If you'll reach out to us on Facebook and give us the name and the address of someone you know that's locked inside their house in Boston, Massachusetts, because they can't make it down their sidewalk to the street because of the 6 foot of snow and the new storm that's coming in this weekend, we'll give away 10 subscriptions to Arizona Highways Magazine. To any one of your relatives or friends in Boston. We gave a bunch away last week, and we gave subscriptions away last week. It went from Ohio to Pennsylvania to there were Maine, New York, Connecticut, Vermont. So we covered the whole upper Mideast last year. So that was a lot of fun. People were actually calling and crying and saying, "Oh, they're going to love this." Well, of course they're going to love it. What could be a better gift than Arizona Highways Magazine? Now, it's not because I own a decent amount of Arizona real estate, but I'm telling people, if I had a real estate office, there'd be two things. We'd give away free subscriptions to Arizona Highways Magazine, and we'd have the Weather Channel running on a big screen TV all day long, streaming out of, like, New York City. Could you beat this weather this week? I mean, I was down in Wilcox all last week touring the whole southeastern part of the state. I mean, it was almost just borderline a little warm, but we were at 4,000 feet. The breeze was nice. The partly cloudy conditions were nice. I mean, and there are people locked in their house that can't even get to their street because they're blocked in for snow.
No one's ever shoveled sunshine.
No one's ever shoveled sunshine. So we've got the Arizona Staycation that we've been doing now for about 5 or 6 years. Sanderson Ford sponsors it. You get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and register. We pull a new name every single month, and it's with our friends at Arizona Highways, Arizona Office of Tourism, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We pick a winner. You get to call Sanderson Ford and say, "Hey, what vehicles do you have right now lined up in your demo lot?" And there's usually about 15 or 20 different vehicles lined up. We've had people take F-150s. We've had them take Lincoln MKXs. We've had them take Fusions and Focuses. You just let us know which one of those cars you want, and we're going to fill it up with gas. We're going to throw a gas card up on the dashboard. Jennifer's going to do that. And then we're going to find out where you want to go and when you want to go. There's no blackout dates. There's no blackout locations. And we're going to arrange for free lodging and food for you. So it is the ultimate Arizona staycation. Only win at one place at rosieonthehouse.com. You know what, Romy? When I read Arizona Highways right now, there's two things that always surprise me about Arizona Highways. That little picture contest they have on the back page. Doesn't seem like it's ever won by anybody in Arizona. It's like Bangor, Maine. I think the last 2 months ago was somebody from Australia won it. So I'm always curious to see who won that contest. And then I'm always curious. They post the cover of the magazine 50 years ago. And, you know, in just about a couple more months, I'm going to recognize those covers because we got here 50 years ago. I think they're celebrating. Do we have Win online right now?
I think so. I'm trying to get them up on online. How often do you get the back right?
Almost every time.
Oh, where in Arizona is this? Mm-hmm. And you have to guess it?
Yeah.
I'm not quite up to 50% yet. There's some pretty discreet, you know, like the staircase in Benson. Or I think it was Bisbee a couple months ago.
It was Bisbee. Like, that's right.
How am I supposed to know the staircase?
Well, they're just
I guess if you'd ever been on their staircase, it's like a 2,000 stair thing that they do.
Yeah.
This tombstone, I think I know where that is. I'm going to say it's out south of the Superstitions, I think, is where this
might be.
We do have Win Online, too, for you.
Let's bring him up.
Editor-in-chief, director, photographer, publisher, artist. I don't know. He's the man at Arizona Highways.
It's not a real job. It can't be a real job.
Hey, I am the luckiest guy in the state of Arizona next to you two.
Mr. Winhold and Win, thanks a million for joining us. And just congratulations on making such a great publication. I mean, I get calls every – I mean, my gift list for Arizona Highways personally, I don't know, it fills up two or three of your pages on your internet. And, I mean, my cousins just constantly call me and thank me for that one – holiday gift.
Well, we're grateful to you, and for so many others. You know, there's about 130,000 subscribers now in all 50 states and over 100 countries, and we really, it's spectacular. You were talking about the contest and where we get entries. There's so many people that have seen the magazine and then decide to come to Arizona. It's really a remarkable tool for that. And, you know, you guys have been talking about some very important anniversaries with the 60th anniversary of Sanderson Ford, Valentine's Day today. You know, today's statehood day that Arizona was made a state. And Arizona Highways Magazine is going to be 90 years old in April. I mean, it's just unbelievable how long this magazine's been around.
For a state that's only been around how long, 103?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, 103. We were 1912.
Wow, that's incredible. So what's in the 90th edition? What's in the 90th anniversary magazine coming up in April?
That's right, and we've doubled the page count, so we'll have 100 pages in that issue, and it's essentially a retrospective, the definitive history of the magazine. We went back, and one of our art directors, this marvelous, talented guy named Keith Whitney, went through literally every page of every issue since April of 1925, and we found something different, unique, interesting to pull, and every page in that issue is devoted to a different year. So it's you will love it, Rosie, I know, because you've been reading the magazine for 50 years, and you'll find something to jog your memory in there going way back.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely awesome. Boy, I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for that edition to come out. That's for sure. Well, I've told people for years, I can't understand why. I've got to call Governor Ducey. I mean, he should give subscriptions to Arizona Highways out.
Well, if you could keep the government from stealing their funds, you know, that would be the first start.
We are trying to protect the fund right about now because we're in budget season, as you both know. And you also are well aware that we don't receive any money from the state. But the state, when it gets into fiscal stress like we are now, sometimes takes a little money out of our fund. So we're just trying to protect that so we keep getting to put this magazine out for another 90 years.
Mr. Win Holden, the big boss at Arizona Highways, which is not really a job, it's a position.
It's actually a caretaking position when you think about it, because my job is to make sure that when I retire and hand this magazine off to the next publisher, that it's in at least as good a shape as when I found it. And through the support of people like you and Romy, Rosie, we're very, very fortunate that the magazine is as highly regarded as it is.
Win, how long have you been there?
15 years.
Wow, that's incredible. Are you calling from Phoenix or are you calling from your mountain home?
No, actually, we're in Gilbert. I'm at my grandson's basketball game. He's in an 8-and-under league out here in Gilbert, and it's like watching cats run around chasing a laser beam. It's really something.
Well, very good. Well, we'll let you get back to your grandson's basketball league game. Thanks for calling in and joining us here at Rosie on the House.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. We start with Andy in Phoenix talking window installation.
Hello there. I heard an unbelievable news report that a developer is going to transform shipping containers into housing units. He's going to transport them from Long Beach to 12th Avenue and Grand, which is a little bit north of downtown. And what I wanted to know is, I'm not planning to live there, but I'm assuming they would put in windows. They would have to cut through solid steel. And then I'm saying to myself, how would they insulate an iron container from the hot desert sun? I mean, does that sound like a good idea to you?
Well, and what's the caller's first name, buddy?
Andy.
Andy. Andy, I can tell you this, that they have started converting those into housing units about a decade ago, and they started doing it, as far as I know, in the Middle East. It was in and around Saudi Arabia. And they make a very – think about it. You are getting a completely weatherproof container of about 12 wide, 40, 50, 60 feet long y'all have
just,
one –
just picture a semi-truck. I
you
mean,
keep
it's,
your
what
horse tack
about?
In one. I mean, you can buy one of those things for a couple grand.
A horse tack. You know? We've got all my tools. We've got all the decorations. I mean, it.
You can
that's
actually,
our storage unit.
You can actually Google container housing. com, and you'll see units built all over the world out of these storage containers.
Now, if I had endless resources,
they even stack them into 2 and 3 story units,
and endless, imagination and land. Is this what I would build and live in? No, but is it going to be suitable housing for somebody? Yeah, it'll be fine.
There's some preppers that have buried them out in the desert for. What do you call it? Get out. Get out.
Off the grid.
What do the preppers call it when they're going to leave?
Yeah, off the grid.
Get go bags.
Oh.
Go bags into
their hidey holes.
Hidey holes. Thank you.
Yeah, and every time they bust a meth lab in Whitman, where I live, it's always one of these containers buried underground.
Well, that's good to know.
So it's got multiple uses, Andy, and if you're worried about the aesthetic look,
We can insulate anything. You can put stone veneer on the outside of it. You can stucco it.
Well, my neighbors up in Morristown, the Threewits, they built a patio off of theirs. They have one for storage, and it's red, and they painted this whole mural on the side. It's a very aesthetically pleasing. I mean, you can do anything to decorate the exterior of it. I mean, this is just a starting point, so.
I'm going to have to research it and see if I can find
12th
this.
12th Street and Grand Development, yeah.
Yeah, because it's actually ingenious. It really is.
Hey, they exist and they're retiring them. What are you going to do? 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. More calls when we get back.